Track two. And here is the lead story in the Mid Devon Advertiser. Fares, please. Good news on the buses. Funding support for zero emission buses across Devon and improvements to bus travel in Newton Abbott have been approved by Devon County Council. More than £500,000 will help transform Newton Abbott's Sherburn Road bus interchange in Newton Abbott. The improvements will include upgrading existing junctions and crossings in the town centre to support bus priority and reduce bus journey times. The council backed the proposals, which will be funded using a share of the £10.3 million bus service improvement plan funding Devon received from the Department for Transport for this financial year. Bus operators will be supported to deliver zero emission bus projects and decarbonise their fleet with an allocation of £1.4 million. These projects will be in addition to those being delivered by the DfT's Zebra 2 Fund, which will see 51 electric buses taken to the roads in Exeter over the next 6 months. The Sherbourne Road bus interchange in Newton Abbott will undergo £548,000 of improvement, upgrading existing junctions and crossings in the town centre to support bus priority and reduce bus journey times. Bus shelters will be replaced, lighting upgraded, and electronic real-time passenger information displays will also be installed. Councillor Jackie Hodgson, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Climate Change and Biodiversity, said, "All of these investments are designed with the aim of improving the passenger experience and reducing carbon emissions. Our bus service improvement plan sets an ambitious target to modernise the fleet of buses in Devon so that there are no more diesel buses operating in the county by 2035. This funding will help to support the delivery of more zero-emission buses, while other improvements will hopefully make bus travel a more attractive option. If these upgrades encourage people to switch from their car to buses for some journeys, then that can lead to even further carbon savings."
Teignmouth Road opening decision due in March. A decision on whether to open Teignmouth's Upper Den carriageway during the summer months is now expected to be made in March. Plans to keep the seafront road open to traffic all year received the thumbs up in a recent public survey conducted for the Town Council. More than 600 people completed the study, with 423 saying they strongly agreed and another 47 agreed. The matter was discussed at the November the 6th meeting of the Teignbridge Highways and Traffic Orders Committee held at County Hall in Exeter. Although no decision was made, members agreed to put it to the vote when they next meet in March. The news was shared at a meeting of Teignbridge Town Council. Councillor Robert Phipps had been at the HATOC session and explained that although some highway officers had safety concerns, members appeared to be in favour. He said, "The can's been kicked down the road, but I'm not going to give up. Most of the committee seemed in favour. There may be hurdles to overcome, but I think it will get through. Should the road be kept open, additional safety measures, including a 20 miles per hour speed limit, are set to be introduced. Supporters of the scheme believe opening the Upper Den carriageway, which runs between the main beach and the Den recreation area, will ease the shortage of parking spaces in the seaside resort. However, opponents have raised concerns about the safety of children and the elderly trying to cross the road and are worried about the environmental impact if the road was to be open to traffic year-round. The Upper Den carriageway is usually closed between May and September to create a wider pedestrianised promenade. However, this year, the closure was delayed until June due to gasworks taking out even more vital car parking spaces in the town centre.
Bird cull in Dawlish after avian flu outbreak. All the ornamental birds in Dawlish aviary will have to be culled following confirmation of an outbreak of highly contagious avian flu. It has been confirmed. The Town Council announced it had to make the difficult but necessary decision in strict accordance with current legislation and animal health guideline. Following confirmation of the disease, the birds in the aviary, which include varieties of geese, including African and Chinese, as well as call ducks, Bahama pintail, bantam, Carolina ducks, mandarin ducks, red-crested pochard, shell duck, silver Brahma pintails, blue ringtails and whistling ducks have to be humanely culled. A town council spokesman said, "This difficult but necessary decision is taken to protect both animal and public health welfare and to reduce the risk of further transmission of the disease within the community. We fully appreciate that this news will be distressing for residents and visitors alike. The Town Council is heartbroken by this outcome, but our primary duty must be to protect the welfare of all animals and the wider community." Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Anthony James, said, "The black swans and our aviary birds are a cherished symbol of Dawlish. Like many of you, I am deeply saddened by these events." The Council says it will now reflect carefully on the future of the aviary. No decision to restock the birds immediately will be made until working closely with the APHA, a full review of mitigation measures has been completed to ensure that every possible step is taken to prevent a similar event occurring again.